My name is Cooper Evans. I am 17 years old. Today is November 28th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Debbie Evans, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, Mom, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
Sure. I grew up in a small town in North Alabama. We lived on a farm and had cattle and had to work in the garden in the summer. And our school had all grades, first grade through 12th grade. So it was pretty small, and you got to know everybody in the whole little town. So I enjoyed it. It was really small, but didn't really think I wanted to move back there after I got out of high school because it really was a small town. My dad used to say that I would run everywhere I went in the house. So that's a kind of a thing about me as a child. I ran everywhere I went. I was always in a hurry. And I liked to talk. I had lots of friends. That's about it about my childhood.
All right. Next question. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
We usually went to the swimming pool in the little town that I lived in. Sometimes we would go to the creek or to the river. We lived about just about 5 miles probably from the Tennessee River. So a lot of people had boats, and we would go and ski and swim and just spend time on the river. And then also when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader, so we had practice a lot in the summer. We thought it was fun to have practice. Some of the girls got tired of it, but most of us just thought it was fun.
Okay. When you were in high school, what jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
I worked as a lifeguard in the summer. I didn't work during the school year, but during the summer I worked as a lifeguard at the community pool and taught swim lessons. And then I also worked as a lifeguard at Joe Wheeler Park, which was kind of was a lake area that had a beach, a man-made beach. So it was kind of roped off, and people could bring their kids there and swim. But that made me a little more nervous because the river water, you couldn't see the bottom like you could with the pool. So I was always careful to watch and make sure I noticed everybody that was out there. But one time there was a guy that was about 15 years old, and he started saying, "Help, help, help." And he was saying it in this tone, so I thought he was just teasing. So I wasn't sure, so I was just watching because the guys thought it was funny to act like they were drowning or whatever, needed your help, when they really didn't. And after he went under one time and popped back up, I realized he really did need help. So it was kind of a funny situation, but a little bit scary too. But I got to him and brought him in, and then he was just a little embarrassed, but I was glad I didn't sit there too long waiting to see if he was teasing or not.
When you were in high school and you got money for working, what did you do with that money?
Okay, what did I do with the money that I earned as a lifeguard? Well, I spent a lot of it probably just on I usually just spent the money on concerts because my parents didn't always think that was the best way to spend money, so they were happy for me to spend my own money on those things. So we did go to quite a few concerts in the summer with the money we earned, my friends and I.
Okay, still sticking with high school, did you like going to school?
I did enjoy going to school. I had friends that would check out for a doctor's appointment, and they would try to get their mom to let them skip the rest of the day and just, you know, not have to go back to school. But I was always thinking, why would you want to do that? I always thought it was so fun because all my friends were there, and I was always afraid if I got out of school early or missed a day that I would miss something that was going on that was interesting. So I don't know if I would say I just loved the classwork that much, but I always wanted to be where all my friends were. So to me, school was fun. I enjoyed it.
I like to check out. I don't like to stay at school that much, so
yeah,
I can't agree with you.
Yeah, apparently a lot of kids are like that. I'm not sure why I wasn't, but.
Okay, can you tell me about your grandparents and what they were like when you're younger or when you're older?
Okay, my mom's parents lived out in the country, and they had cattle and had a big garden and all that, but they also had a little store. It was just people called it a general store back then, I guess. It was a little small town store, and I remember the best thing about it is we would go in there and they would let us pick out candy. So back then candy was all on shelves, so you could stand on the shelves and look up there, and you know, gum was a penny and all the candy was, you know, pretty cheap compared to today's standards. So we could always get candy, and in the back they had ice cream. So they would always ask us if we wanted an ice cream cone, and we could go back there and get ice cream. And the thing I thought was the most unusual is that people would come into the store and buy, you know, several things, several items, just their normal groceries, and they would say, "Can you put that on my account?" And so my grandmother would get this little book out, this little notepad, and everybody had their own little notepad, so she would pull out whoever the person's name was, their little account, and she would write down the total. So if they bought $20 worth of groceries, she would write that down and then put it away, and they would never get any money out or anything. And I guess back then people really didn't have credit cards. It was just cash or checks. But anyway, they would pay for it on account. And then at the end of the month or the end of the week, whenever they got paid from their jobs, they would come in and say, "Okay, I want to pay my account." And they may have several different, you know, times they had been to the grocery store, and it was all added up, and my grandmother would tell them how much they owed, and they would give her the money for it, and she would mark it off their account that they had paid. So I just thought that was funny that they kept up with everybody's purchases that way. And I'm not sure nowadays if people would trust somebody to go, "Yeah, just put it on my account, just write it down and trust me to come back and pay it." But back then they did. But my grandmother did say that there were some people that would, you know, just kind of keep putting it off and not pay their pay for the groceries, and they would have to start asking them to, you know, pay their cash up front and not put it on the little account. But anyway, my grandparents were really sweet. It was always fun to go to their house, and my mother had four brothers and sisters, so when we would go to their house and the cousins would come, it would be a big crowd, and that was always fun to me. But out of all the cousins, there were 13 total, and 11 of them were boys. So I only have one other girl that I could kind of hang out with and play with when I was growing up, when I would go and visit my grandmother's. I just remember lots of boys running around.
Okay, now skipping forward a couple years. What was I like as a child?
You were a happy little boy. You were always happy. Didn't matter what we were doing. If I said, "Okay, come on, it's time to go to your little preschool," you would just get your little bag and be ready to go. You never fussed about it, and probably because you were the third. You had two older sisters. So when you came along, everything was more relaxed. We thought we sort of knew what we were doing a little more, so we would just tell you, "Hey, time to go to bed," put you to bed. You didn't think anything about it. You didn't fuss about it. It just seemed like you just go with the flow, whatever needed to be done. And you always liked to talk to people. So you would talk to strangers sometimes in grocery stores and things. You would be in line and you would ask them, "What is that in your buggy? What kind of candy is that?" And one of the funniest things you did was there was a little boy across the street, and he was still learning to speak. And he didn't really, you know, quite could sound his words out just right yet, so you were trying to play with him, and his dad was there, and I was there, and, you know, you were trying to communicate with him, and you're a big talker, so you were trying to get some conversation going about what y'all were going to play, but you couldn't understand him. So you finally asked his dad if he was speaking Spanish, and his dad kind of laughed and said, no, you know, he just has, you know, trouble with some of pronouncing some of his words, but no, he speaks English. So anyway, we've always laughed about that since you were little, because you were being so honest about trying to figure out what was going on, why you couldn't communicate with this little boy.
Okay, my two older sisters, Haley and Taylor, were they like me when I was younger? Were they a lot different?
Well, let's see, probably, I don't know, maybe you're the most like Haley, I guess, as far as when she was young in school, she would catch on to things really quickly, and that's the way you were too. But Haley always had a plan. Being the firstborn child, she always wanted to you know, let's do an art project. Let's go here. Let's build something. Let's cook something. She always had something going on, where Taylor liked to just pretend. So she would come up with ideas of things she liked to do. I'm going to pretend like I'm going here. And her friend would come over and they would get the wagon out and they would pretend like they were going on some kind of trip. And Taylor liked to have you along because she would put you in the wagon. Mm-hmm. She would, you know, pretend like you were her little friend or her little boy or whatever and take you along to do things. But her favorite thing to do was to pretend like you were her dog. Mm-hmm. She called you Ruffy. You may remember that. She would put a bowl of water out. This is for Ruffy, she would say. And she, her thing she always asked us was, can we get a leash for Cooper, like a collar I can put on him, like he's my pet dog. I said, well, Taylor, you know, you really can't put something around his neck. That's, you know, that's dangerous. So she always wanted to try to do that. So one day we saw that she had gotten one of her straps of her purses and it kind of made a little leash out of it, and she hooked it to your back, so she didn't put it around your neck, but that was the next best thing she could come up with. So for you to be her pet, since we didn't have a pet, you had allergies when you were little, so
we still never got a pet,
so we never got a dog or a cat, because you would be,
except for my hamster.
Yeah, we had a hamster. You had a hamster.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Louis. Yeah, he didn't make it after about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, we went in there one day and his fur was wet because his little water bottle had started dripping.
He sat under his water bottle, and that's not smart.
Yeah, we took him out and dried him off. He seemed good to go, but yeah, he didn't make it.
No. Well, now can you tell me all the places you worked when you're out of college, how long you worked, what you did there, that kind of stuff.
Okay. I majored in accounting, so I went to work for a public accounting firm. And as soon as you start work there, they want you to take the CPA exam. So I worked for Deloitte Haskins and Sells and in the audit department. So I would work during the day and go on different audits. We would travel to lots of small towns because, well, one of our big clients was Colonial Bank, and so we'd have to go to the different branches and do audits there. So we would go to all kinds of small towns around Alabama. We had a client in Montgomery, so I would spend a lot of time in Montgomery. But the worst thing about that first year or two was when I would come home from work, and on the weekends I needed to be studying for the CPA exam. So even though I was out of college, I felt like I had to study. But I don't know. I can't remember how long, if I just finished it in the first year or the second year. But anyway, once I passed the CPA exam, then didn't have to worry about that anymore. So that was good. So I worked there for 5 years. And then after that, I went to work at a company called Sonics Associates. And every time I would tell people I worked at Sonics, they would think it was the Sonics drive-thru that made the ice cream and all that. So I have to explain. Sonics made the sound systems that go in all the IMAX theaters. So I was the controller there. So I enjoyed that. That was interesting, and I didn't have to travel, so that was nice, because then got married and started having kids, so it was good to have a job that was in town and not quite as hectic as the other one. So I worked there, and I was responsible for supervising the people in the accounting department and preparing the financial statements every month and that kind of thing. So I enjoyed that, and I worked there for 10 years. And then IMAX Corporation was purchased by, or the half that owned Sonic was purchased by another company. And IMAX was based in Toronto, Canada, so they wanted to move the accounting for Sonics to Canada. So they had their own accounting department, and obviously not a lot of people in Alabama were dying to move to Canada anyway. So at that point, I quit work when Sonics moved away. And so then I had 3 kids by that time, and our babysitter said she was considering just not keeping kids anymore. She wanted a break from that. And my mom was really sick. So between those 3 things, it just made sense for me to stop working. And so I love that. So about another 10 years, I guess, I just stayed home with the kids and did all the mom things. And then I decided to start doing some teaching. So I started online teaching with Virginia College. The great thing about that is I could do it from wherever. I could be at home, I could be on a trip. As long as I had a laptop, I could do that. So that was nice. And I've been doing that for about 7 years, I guess. And then a few years ago, a friend of mine that works for the YMCA corporate office in Birmingham said they needed somebody to help out in the accounting department because they were kind of shorthanded and they had a lot of projects going on. Could I just come and work a few days a week, just a temporary basis? So I said, sure, I'll do that. So I went to work there just a few days a week. And I remember the first week was in January of 2014, and the big ice storm came through. So that was the first week I'd ever worked there, and it started snowing about 10 o'clock that morning or whatever, and so I started driving home, and then, you know, like everybody, I had to pull over and couldn't make it home and ended up having to walk and caught a ride on the back of a pickup truck, and anyway, finally made it back home that afternoon or that night. But that just always stands out in my mind. I can always remember when I started that job. So that temporary job that wasn't supposed to last very long now has gone into about almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I enjoy it. It's great. It's flexible. And I'm not actually an employee. I'm just a consultant. So that's nice. I feel like I can take off when I want to and kind of make my own hours since I'm not an employee. So those are my jobs to date.
Okay. My last question is, do you have an interesting story or funny story that happened when you were working?
Yes, when I first started working out of college, we didn't really know what we were doing, the new people on the job. But, you know, we had supervisors and they knew what was going on. So they would just tell us, okay, here's what you need to go do. Here's the work papers. Go ask the teller this question. And a big thing that the new employees would do, it was called a cash count. So you go up to the tellers at each of the banks, and there'd be maybe four or five tellers, and you would say, okay, we've got to count your cash. And so they would count the cash and make sure it tallied up, and, you know, it was just kind of a little check to make sure nobody was stealing. And, you know, you never expect to find anything. So we did that one day. Again, we didn't really know what we were doing. So we did that, and then we went back to the conference room where we were working, because where they put the auditors, and we were like, wait a minute, that one lady's cash didn't balance. And she started, and the guy that was counting her cash, said, she started saying some really weird stories, and she seemed nervous, and we didn't know what was going on. And then the supervisor was like, I think there's more to that. That should have worked out, and that person, I'm not sure why they told you all that. So they started doing more research and looking back through the records, and they found out that this teller was stealing money when she was making a deposit for her church, of all things, for her Sunday school class. She was making the deposits. Since she worked there, she just told him, oh, I'll take the money. And she was taking some of the money out every time and putting it in another account for herself. So anyway, it was just a big drama there in the little small town where the bank was. And her uncle was the bank president, the lady that worked there. And so we were just, it was just a big surprise to us that anybody that we were trying to audit would actually be stealing money. So,
Well, that's all the questions I have. Mom, thanks for doing this with me.
You're welcome.